This is Apollo Control at 128 hours, 54 minutes. Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt aboard Challenger on the lunar surface have turned off the voice subcarrier. We don't expect to hear from them any further. However, we do not believe at this time that they have begun their sleep period. Cernan reported about an hour ago that it didn't look as if they would actually begin the sleep period until about 129 hours. So we would expect that they're probably very close to beginning, and we'll actually get to sleep within the next 10 or 15 minutes. Ron Evans aboard the command module crossed over the landing site some 10 or 15 minutes ago. America now in its 21st revolution of the moon, and Evans has been sleeping soundly for nearly 5 hours. We do plan to let Cernan and Schmidt sleep a full 8 hours, which means that they'll be getting up about an hour later than the flight plan time. This will also slip the start of EVA-2 by about 1 hour. Just because of the noise on the air-to-ground line, with the lunar module operating with its power amplifier off, which is the normal configuration for a sleep period, we're going to take the release line down. We'll record any conversations we get with the crew. Also, we would have a pretty good chance of getting the lines up in the event that they plan to give us a call, because we'll see the voice subcarrier come on first. But in any event, either live or playback, we'll come up very shortly after any conversations with Challenger on the lunar surface or America in orbit around the moon. At 128 hours, 56 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.